Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lingali tshona njani izilukandaba olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 Nhlolanja 2022 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa losowabo wele Botswana umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi namuhla baphawule ngokusemthethweni umhlangano wobudlelwano bamazwe lawo mabili edolobheni le Victoria Falls ngokusayinelana ezinye njalo izivumelwano zokusebenzelana.
Kanti vele nxa uhulumende wayevele emele efuna ukuthi alesifiso ukuthi abantwana bakhitshwe wayemeleli ngoba kula bantwana bamaminista esibaze bafunda khonale abenzi medicine abantu abambalwa basenkingi.
Ele Russia selihlasele ngamandla ele Ukraine ibutho lalo lihahabela esigodlweni iKiev endaweni ezijiyeneyo sokubonakele ngesikhathi abadabuka eZimbabwe abafunda kulelo lizwe bezama ukubalekela kwele Poland. Inkampani kamakhalekhukhwini eNet1 ibikhweze amagagasi okusebenzisa ebulenjini idatha ngesilinganiso esiphindiweyo kabili kodwa ibikwa isifuna ukwehlisa ngemva komkhosi ohlatshwe nguZulu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa losowabo wele Botswana umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi namuhla baphawule ngokusemthethweni umhlangano wobudlelwano bamazwe lawo mabili edolobheni le Victoria Falls ngokusayinelana ezinye njalo izivumelwano zokusebenzelana. Ababili laba bafike izolo edolobheni le Victoria Falls. UMasisi wancoma uMnangagwa ethembisa ukuba ibandla lakhe ele Botswana Democratic Party lele ZANU PF azaqhubeka ngobungane obuqotho. Ele Zimbabwe lele Botswana sasayinelana izivumelwano ezithiwa ngama Memorandum of Understanding ama MOU ezingamachumi amabili. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ocubungula izombusazwe ehlala kwele Botswana umnumzana Kelvin Ndlovu.
Engakujwe ukuthi umongameli Masisi uqhubekisa ubudlelwano obabukhona between the former president umongameli Khama lomongameli Mnangagwa starting from 2017 umongameli Mnangagwa esiba ngupresident. Kumele sikhumbule ukuthi umongameli Masisi at the time of 2017 he was the vice president to upresident former president Khama and uqhubekisa that same foreign policy wayekhona. In fact he was part of formulating foreign policy in Aleo and yiyo ayiqhubekisa la khona manje ikho uthola ukukhona lama uthokona kule bi-national commission ngathokona kule ama discussions around the memorandum of understanding and those kind of things into lezi sukela kudala ngo 2017 and even over the years he's been umongameli Masisi has been someone who has been following in a lay foreign policy eqaliswayo ngu president Khama akayijintshanga u president Masisi. He's following that same cooperation and friendship.
Yena uMasisi ulobudlelwano kunjani lenkokheli yamabandla aphikisayo awamanyamazwe ikakhulu nxa sikhangele eZimbabwe?
Ngolwazi lwami angiboni ukuthi kule esingathi thina i-formal relationship between umongameli Masisi le opposition eZimbabwe. I think maybe umongameli Masisi in this country he is also the president webandla elibusayo olithiwa yiBotswana Democratic Party and bona balama esingathi ama agreements abo. I think uyakwazi ukukhona most of the time ama ruling parties alama fraternal agreements within the region. So iBDP yathola ukuthi ilobudlelwano le ANC South Africa ilobudlelwano le ebusayo eNamibia ibandla elibusayo and it's similar as well bazabe basically that cooperation in terms of parties with the ruling parties in Zimbabwe. Not meaning to say ukona kule any kind of hostility but njengomongameli we Botswana Democratic Party lapha bale that kind of fraternal relationship with other ruling parties and beyond that bayadibana ku bandlelele thiwa yiSADC bangena kulo as governments, as fraternal presidents of each country. And but as far as in terms of the news, what we read and what we hear about, and zakembone President Masisi or even BDP ikhuluma isithi bakhulume lo mnumzane uChamisa bakhulume le CCC, asikakuzwa lokho. But we have heard ukuthi at party level they associate with the ruling parties of amanyama amazwe around the region.
Umnumzana Kelvin Ndlovu ucubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni ese Gaborone kwele Botswana. Ingcwethi ezibona ngobudlelwano bamazwe omhlaba lezombusazwe zithi ukuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine ngele Russia kungabe kusenzakala khatshana. Ele Russia selihlasela ngamandla ele Ukraine endaweni ezijeneyo ngesikhathi abadabuka eZimbabwe abafunda kulelo lizwe bezama ukubalekela kwele Poland elingumakhelwane. Inhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba iReuters ibika ukuba ibutho lakwele Russia seliseduzane lesigodlo iKiev. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abafika amachumi amahlanu 50 bathi sebengene emabhasini bezama ukuyafika kwele Poland lapho abazathenga khona amatikiti okugada indizamtshina belibhekise ekhaya. Kulabanye abasele emalokijini anjenge Yevintia abatshelwe iziphathamandla zendawo le ukuba ele Russia lizakwenzani endaweni le. Bathi kungcono bevunyelwe ukuba baye kwele Moldova kumbe ePoland ngoba sebedlela evalweni. Kubikwa ukuba kudubuke amabhomba ambalwa duzane lalelo dolobho ubusuku bonke. Izifundi lezi ziyakhala njalo ngokuthi ziyalahlekelwa izifundo zingasuka kwele Ukraine. Abakunhlanganiso yeDiaspora Network abagoqela unkosazana Faith Chemari ohlala kwele Germany sebezama ukunceda izifundi lezi eziye kwele Poland. Omunye wezifundi ezikwele Ukraine uLayson Moyo uthi sebethwele nzima kwele Ukraine.
Right now, we are still receiving some information from the embassy that maybe we will try to use some other countries, such as Romania or maybe Belarus. So we are waiting to hear from them and also to see the situation if it's going to improve tomorrow. Because right now, even if we leave our cities, we are going to be stranded in the road because there is congestion. And also another thing is that maybe the Ukrainian government would also like to move its military and will also be in their way.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ole ndodana yakhe eyafunda kwele Ukraine, uthi seziphelile izifundo zabantwana beZimbabwe.
Abantwana besikolo abafunda eUkraine basenkingeni ezima kakhulu ngoba baruhulumende ongelazo izimpahla lothando lokuthi abancediswe ngoba abantwana bethu thina babe khona le kuze kuqale impi eDonetsk le Crimea sangena enkingeni ezima kakhulu ekuhluphekeni kwagcina kutshintshwa amaphepha behanjwa kwezinye izindawo. Ngibona ngathi mina uhulumende wethu ubevele kwazi ukuthi kuzaphambaniseka ngoba ulobungani leBelarus. Amabutho eRussia bebekuthelelwa eBelarus lemingceleni eye-Ukraine, eLugansk, eDonetsk, eCrimea. Kanti vele nxa uhulumende wayevele emele efuna ukuthi elesifiso ukuthi abantwana bakhitshwe wayemelele ngoba kulabantwana bamaminista esibaze bafunda khonale abenzi medicine abambalwa basenkingeni ngoba ukugijinyiswa kathesi sokulempi akusela ama-communication sehlupha ama-flemachina sevaliwe abantwana besikolo abaningi bakhona abarazimota angikhole ukuthi kuzanceda imfundo yabo lesikolo sabo sesiphelile ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi ukuze uhulumende obudlwangudlwangu obugcililwano kaPutin ubalungisise ubalungisele izindawo zakhona ngiyakhuluma nje mina ngiyakwazi kakhulu ngoba sasilabantu abethu ababefunda eDonetsk kwasihlupha kwaqeda umnyaka ukuthi silungisise udaba lwethu baze bayaqalisa futhi kwenye university Ivanovsk kodwa hatshi akumanga kuhle sokuphamanisekile abantu bethu abantu babo abantu abamazimbabwe abafunda e-Ukraine imfundo yabo vele siphelile
umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ngole ndodana yakhe eyafunda kwele Ukraine ubexoxa le studio 7 ecingweni eseHarare. Abenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini eNet1 sebekhuphule imali yamagagasi kamakhalekhukhwini idatha ngesilinganiso esedlula ukuphindwe kabili okulinyathelo elisolwe kakhulu ngabaningi elizweni kwaze kwabangela ukuba inkampani le ithi isifuna ukuguqula imbadalo le yehle njalo. Intathele izindaba yethu uMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Embikweni othulwe izolo, inkampani yeTel1 ithi amagagasi ayisilinganiso se-10 gigabytes angasetshenziswa ngelanga linye asezathengwa ngamadola eZimbabwe adlula inkulungwane ezilithumi lasithupha, 16,250. Nxa ufuna idatha yokusebenzisa inyanga yonke, isiza kuba ngamadola eZimbabwe afika phose ikhulu, $99,000. Otitshala abaningi bahola amadola azinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili, 20,000. Abenkampani eNet1 bethule umbiko oqondiswe kuZulu okhalazayo bethembisa ukuthi bazabhekisisa izikhalazo zikaZulu ngokuqonga kwentengo yedatha lokhu. Iningi elizweni okugoqela labasekeli bebandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF bakhala ngokuqonga kwentengo yedatha. Isiphathamandla sohlangothi lwabasakhulayo kubandla leZANU-PF, uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo, usole kakhulu ukukhwezwa kwedatha.
Indlela abakhweze ngayo ayihambelani lesimo esikhangelane laso kwezomkhonomi. Balutshwana bazenelisa ukuthi bayithenge leyo data, even nxa uthi uyaqathanisa le data wamanye amazwe esigombolezane lawo, uyathola ukuthi hayi, lokho kuzanywa yiNet1 vele awuhambelani lohlelo lweSADC, lohlelo lukahulumende, iNational Development Strategy 1, yokuthi sifuna ukubumba okuthiwa ngama-digital economies.
Umoyo uthi osekusenzakala kuzaphazamisa kakhulu lezifundi ngoba kulolwazi abaluthola enkundleni yokuxhumana ebulenjini.
So hayi, sike sahle sabambisana lomphathi ntambo okhangelane logatsha lwema-communications simbuza ngendaba leyi e-portals ukuthi ivume njani ukuthi Net1 ifake, you know, ama-charges afana lalawo. Hayi, esesikutshelwe ukuthi hayi, kukhona sokusenzakala sokuxoxiswana, sithemba ukuthi kuzaphuma impumela ezahambelana loZulu, kuzaphuma impumela ezasuthisa ama-consumers ngoba hayi, le ama-price abesefake Net1 asivumelani lawo njenge-Youth League.
Abanye njalo abachothoze ukukhweza kwembadalo yedatha ngabelinye lamabandla aphikisayo le-Labour Economists and African Democrats Lead elikhokelwa ngunkosazana Linda Masarira. Isikhulumeli kuleli bandla le-Lead, unkosikazi Roslyn Gwese, ulandisa kabanzi ngalokho.
Impilo siyiphila kona kathesi sifuna idatha. Ngaba ubona ukuthi bapha umuntu wonke idatha olukwanisayo singangena emgwaqweni ngokuthi asinganje safumbathi izandla kumbe siguzele ingubo. Impilo zethu ziyehla kabuhlungu kangaka. Kathesi sikhangelana ukuthi itechnology yesiphi izinto zonke ukuthi noma sithengiselana ngetechnology ukuthi izinto zonke iZimbabwe iye phambili yitechnology, siyafinyelela njani itechnology thina singela data. Njengeparastate house sithi nje ihulumende abone nje ukuthi uyalungisisa izinto zakhe. We are calling this government of Mnangagwa to order.
Unkosikazi Gwese wengeze esithi okwenzakalayo makungabi liqhinga lababusayo ukuvalela uZulu phandle ukuze angaze akhulumisana ngendaba zokhetho lezombusazwe.
Sithi manje i-strategy yokuthi abantu bengavoti noma ukuthi abantu bengaphanani information ukuthi bevote njani, manje i-election strategy sithi hayibo, asingeke sahlala phansi noma ukuthi asingeke savala amehlo ethu isiyenzwa njalo. Sithi hayi, kade si high time ukuthi hayi bo, awuyenzi, sicela idatha sicela idatha eliyehlileyo elifinyelelwa ngumuntu wonke oweZimbabwe.
Asisanelisanga ukukhulumisana lomphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezendlela zokukhulumisana olwe Information Communication Technology, Postal and Courier Services, umnumzana Jenfan Mswere, ngoba ubelokhe engakayiphenduli imibuzo esimthumele yona ngeWhatsApp. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Live talk lamhlanje siqhubekela phambili sikhangela amalungiselelo okhetho lwama-by-elections oluqhutshwa mhla ka-26 ngenyanga ezayo kaMbimbitho, kanye lohlelo lokubhalisela ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota ole-voter registration. Okwamanje wathi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weleMelika.
Amapholisa eHonduras abophe owayengumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Juan Orlando Hernandez mhlaka 15 kuyonale inyanga sokukhalaze eleMelika elidinga ukuthi athoniswe icala alitheswayo elokuthengisela amanye amazwe izidakamiswa. EleMelika lithi lizimisele ukulwisana lenkohlakalo liqinise umbuso okhululekileyo lomthetho esigabeni seCentral America, kutsho umabhalane kahulumende weMelika umnumzana Anthony Blinken embikweni asanda ukuwethula. Ukufeza lesi isinqumo, eleMelika seliveze ukuthi umnumzana Juan Orlando Hernandez ukuluhlu lwabantu abazakala ngenkohlakalo njalo abangananzi intando kaZulu njengalokho okusemthethweni we-United States Northern Triangle Enhancement Engagement Act. Umthetho lo uthi abakuluhlu lolu abanikezwa imvumo yokuvakatshela eleMelika. Umnumzana Hernandez waba yingxenye yoluhlu lolu ngenyanga kaNtulikazi ngomnyaka odluleyo. Abezindaba abathenjweyo bathi umnumzana Hernandez ubeqhuba inkohlakalo ngokusa izidakamizwa kwamanye amazwe, abesesebenzisa inzuzo ayithola kulokho ukukhankasa kwezombusazwe. Phezu kwalokho, waqanjwa ngebizo ngomunye umfakazi owathola inzuzo yemali evela kuzidakamizwa lezi ukuthi akhankasele ezombusazwe. EleMelika liyaqhubeka ngokusebenzisa amandla alo okulwisana lenkohlakalo, ukuqinisa ukuhlonitshwa kwezomvikela kanye lokuqeda uncindezelo eHonduras, eCentral America lemhlabeni wonke. Umnumzana Blinken uthe leMelika lizaqhubeka lisebenza lohulumende weHonduras nabalwela ilungelo loluntu ukuqeda inkohlakalo lokuqinisa umbuso okhululekileyo okugoqela imithetho yokungena kwamanye amazwe. EleMelika lizaqhubeka njalo lisekela intuthuko kwele Honduras ukwenzela ukuthi kube nenhlala kahle kulelo lizwe.
Lolo bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weleMelika. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu elebulawa yisithi uPhilani Ncube uthi kabalisabi iqembu le-Highlanders kodwa bayalihlonipha njengeqembu elidala hashi elikhulu. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lizadibana le-Highlanders ngesonto okuyilwelijeke amanye ngaphansi kwengalane yemiklomelo lomklomelo owodwa ngemva kwemidlalo yemine. Kwelinye icele, iqembu le-Highlanders lona lihlezi endaweni yeshumi lambili lile miklomelo yemine ngemva kokudlala imidlalo yemine njalo. Loka kunjalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uNcube uveze ithemba elokuba umdlalo uzabahambela kuhle ngensonto.
Asithi ukuthi siyayihlonipha kodwa thina ukuhlonipha kwethu i-Highlanders akubisi sithwale etafuleni, akubisi ngabafowethu. Yi-team endala thina siyi-team enkulu. So hayi sizadlala thina ngendlela esimile sidlale ngayo. So asikwazi ukuzodlala ngombono ngisonto. Okwakathi thina silambile. Umdlalo thina siwufuna ukwedlula yonke. So hayi angazi abafana bengiyeli ukwethula. Ngilethemba ithi 30%. Ingabe 30% izafukuza favor thina ngoba bengabaningi. Bengabaningi bekwazi ukuthi ngithi sabafana.
Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMandla Mpofu yena uvumile ukuba umidlalo ebakhona phakathi kwabomakhelwane ivele ivame ukuba nzima.
Sina ndawonye so umdlalo omkhulu kakhulu abantu abangasoze beyikhangele phansi nami umqeqeshi ngikhangele phansi noma bona bephansi belokhu kodwa abadlali babo ngibona bathi lithuba lokuthi labo betshengisele ukuthi bona bangadlala bangakanani nxa bedlala le team enkulu enjenge-Highlanders kutanza temba bayi uzaba umdlalo omnandi esawulanda ngazo.
Imidlalo yeviki lesihlanu kusigaba se-Premier Soccer League iqala ngomgqibelo lapho ke imidlalo elandelayo. Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizadlala le-10X ngaseLuveve, kuthi iqembu leze-PC Caribe lizadlala le-FC Platinum ngaseNyamunga. Iqembu leHarare City lizadlala le-Cranbourne Bullets ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadibana le-Triangle ngaseSakuva, kuthi elengeze Platinum Stars lizanqikilana le-Yada ngaseBaobab. Kweminye imidlalo yangesonto iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadibana le-Cape United ngaseSakuva, eleWawa lizadlala le-Herentals ngase-Ascot, kuthi ele-Dynamos lizadibana le-Chicken Inn ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Kolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu lehlulekile ukuba ngelinye lamaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantsho zezwekazi lase-Africa ozaqhutshelwa kwele Morocco ngemva kokunqotshwa elikwenziwe liqembu leBotswana. Iqembu leMighty Warriors libe ngejikelo bhanqa 3-3 nxa kuhlanganiswa impumela yemidlalo emibili eliyidlalele leBotswana, kodwa elaseBotswana lidlulele phambili ngoba lona lihlohle kaningi lidlala lingekho ngekhaya. Kuhlandela kuqala elidlalelwe eHarare ngolwesihlanu, iqembu leBotswana linqobe nge-3-1, kuthi emdlalweni wesibili iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe nge-2-0 emdlalweni odlalelwe khona lekweleBotswana. Umqeqeshi weqembu leMighty Warriors uSithethelelwe Sibanda uthi kwelizayo ukuzamele balungiselele ngcono njengeqembu ukuze bathuthukise amathuba abo okuphumelela.
I hope in future we can prepare better for competition.
Ngithemba kwelakusasa sizalungiselela ngcono, ikakhulu nxa sikwazi ukuba kula midlalo yeligi. Kuyabe kumele sithathe isikhathi eside silungiselela sendawonye, njengalokho okwenziwe ngamaTswana. Bona abakade sebelamaviki amathathu bengene enkamlweni, okusho ukuthi bebevele sebephambi kwethu. Kukho
umdlalo webhola labesifazane lokhu ungakavuselelwa selokhu kwaqhamuka umkhuhlane we-COVID-19, njalo uvele ubugqugezela phambilini kwalokho ngoba bekulokudoniselana kwenkokheli okudale ukuba kube nzima ukuba kubunjwe iligi yamaqembu aphuma kuwo wonke amagumbi amane akwele Zimbabwe. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday namhlanje lomculi womdumo weRumba uShadrack Moyo ehamba leqembu lakhe elizibiza Injabulo Classic Rhythms, bephethe isingile yawo entsha. Undingamile Inkomo weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Salingoma sithi incindabophe, nango umholi weqembu uShadrack Moyo odabuka eMachinge ePlumtree.
Ngithanda ukubingelela bonke abalaleli beStudio 7. Kule isingli engikhuphileyo etincindabophe ngikhuluma ngentombi lapha esigabeni engaziphathanga kuhle, kodwa abantu kumbe ngithi amadoda ayibona ngelinye ilihlo. Bonke bayibangisana le ntombi bengabi le ndaba lokuziphatha kwayo, bekhangelele ukuthi kukhona okunye ukuhle abakuthola kiyo, kodwa intombazane engaziphathanga kuhle.
Kanti usuhambe ukunganani emculweni moya?
Ngaqala ukuhlabela ngomnyaka ka-2008. Sengilamadla lade amathathu. Lale isingle kuchithi ngesine. Okwamanje ngilungiselela i-album yesihlanu.
Thank you. abangathanda ukuthenga ingoma zakho bazithola njani?
Ngiyatholakala ekhasini leFacebook Injabulo Classic Reading. Njalo bakhona ukungixhuma kumakhalekhukhwini kuWhatsApp ku-plus 263-379-22071. Yikho lapho engitholakala khona.
Yiwaphi amazwi owatshiyela abalandeli?
Ngizathanda kubonga abalandeli usekelo lwabo abasinike lona eminyakeni yonke le. Ngithi bengapheli amandla beqhubeke besixhasa ukuze siqhubeke senza umculo omnandi, umculo obakhuzayo, umculo obafundisayo, umculo obadiduzayo.
Shadrack Moyo leqembu lakhe le Injabulo Classic Rhythms.
Wanqinda ungekho ukhumbule muva, wanqinda ungekho ubuyele ekhaya, wanqinda kuthi uphinde njalo. Lenqinda wo phela intombazana, lenqinda wo kuluju lwenyosi.
Ngehlukani isihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwala sobawo umnumzana umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwala sowabo wele Botswana umongameli Mokgweetsi namhla baphawule ngokusemthethweni umhlangano wobudlelwane bamazola omabili edolobheni leVictoria Falls ngokusayinelana ezinye njalo izivumelwane zokusebenzelana. Abenkampani yamakhala ekhukhwini iNet1 sebekhuphule imali yamagagasi kamakhala ekhukhwini idatha ngesilinganiso esedlula okuphindwe kabili. Kuwoza Friday namhla silomhlabeleli werumba uShadrack Moyo ehamba leqembu lakhe lenjabulo Classic Rhythms bephethe isengeli yabo entsha. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo Praxedes Jeremiah. Bengilo Chris Gande. Ngisithi asidibaneni kusasa. Libe lempela sonto elichukela.